Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our King, to family, friends, and foes, and yes, even to foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic service, family members, my beloved, this is Daniel White, the third, the son of Daniel White Jr., who is now in heaven, thanks to the preaching of the great evangelists of all time, the greatest evangelists of all time, outside of the Apostle Paul, Billy Graham. Grandson to Daniel White Sr. President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 419, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement of the Holy Scriptures allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true non-fiction story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, beloved, we're reading Psalm 25. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank you for your holy word and the richness of it and how it touches my soul and my spirit like no other reading in the world. And I pray that it would do the same in the lives of everybody participating. It is something not only about that name, but it is something about your word and Lord, as you know, someone said the other day, you cannot love God and not love his word. I believe that. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, your freedom and your liberty, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to understand it, and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others. And to proclaim and preach your holy gospel by any means necessary. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, or wild men and women, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. The Holy Bible. And Psalm 25, a Psalm of David. Pardon me. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Pardon me. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All of the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. ladies and gentlemen, women and wild men, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and of course, my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and King, and to the standing between the living and the dead. Service family members, my beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode 930, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, of course, with the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost. And we use such powerful commentaries such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book and the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer to God that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God and from the eternal burning hell by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who said the most important words ever said in the history of the world to mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Pardon me. Do you know Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sins? If you don't, believe in him today before it is eternally too late. Because God wants me to tell you very clearly that if he will allow you to die because of your sins and leave this beautiful place called earth, which is, by the way, magnificent, then he will allow you to go to hell, to spend eternity. But you don't have to go to hell because he allowed his son to die for your sins. He was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God. It is the most magnificent, most wonderful, true story in the history of the world. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. That's all it takes. Do it now. Today, beloved, we're reading Zechariah chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Open our eyes, grant us unction and anointing, freedom and liberty, in the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word and to understand it and to gain instruction and to obey it and to live by it and to share with others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Zechariah chapter 14 verses 10 and 11. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananiel unto the king's wine presses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 14 verses 10 and 11. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it by the grace of God, by the power of His Holy Spirit, and with the help of the scholars who wrote and put together and edited the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Now you know you got something great when it is known by its initials, the BKC. Now you know you got something going when it is known by its initials. Dr. Walvert, Dr. Zuck, editors. And by the way, you know, many pastors get all of the glory in the church, but from many people, unfortunately. But they owe their knowledge and understanding to God and to the teachers of the Bible, the teachers of the church. They're unsung heroes, make no mistake about it. And but they're just as gifted, but they're gifted in another way. They are gifted to sit down for hours and dig deep into the Word to get a better understanding of it and to pass it on to us. Most pastors owe everything, of course, to God, but they owe a lot to the teachers that have been gifted by God, and they don't get the credit they should get. And for one reason why is because some pastors are crooked, and they don't give credit where credit is due. They get in the pulpit and read people's stuff and don't give the credit. That is highway spiritual robbery. But And the teachers don't mind it. They don't get mad about it. Bless their hearts. But there are people who are gifted to teach the Word of God. They are called to be Bible teachers and trainers in the Word. And it's time for pastors in the church to give them their due. They are a different cut. They're a different breed, my dear friend. And they may not be the warmest people as far as fellowship is concerned, but they get the job done. And I thank God for them. And we give them credit for doing the hard work to help us understand the Word of God, the Bible. Glory be to God for all of His gifts that He gives. to his children. Some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists, some prophets, all of the glory should go to God, not to man. We're nothing. I'm calling you nothing. That's right. You're nothing. I'm nothing without God. You hear me? I don't care if you like it or not. I know the psychologists and the counselors want you to believe that you're something, but you're not. Without God, you're nothing. He's the one who made you from nothing. See, this is why God has a problem. God has a problem with people who came from nothing that he made into something, and then they won't obey him. That's crazy. That's our sinful craziness, people. Anyway, back to the text. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says regarding this passage, the whole land of Judah, from Geba on its northern border to Rimmon, probably on its southern border, 35 miles southwest of Jerusalem, will be miraculously leveled to a broad valley like the Araba, the low plain stretching from below Mount Hermon down the Jordan River Valley and the Dead Sea on to the Gulf of Aqaba. This will help make Jerusalem more prominent as the capital city of the great king. Mention of the city's gates indicate the whole city. The Benjamin Gate may have been near the east part of the northern wall. The site of the first gate is unknown. The corner gate was on the west wall, and the Tower of Hananel was on the north wall. The royal wine presses were probably south of the city. Not only will Jerusalem be fully inhabited, it will also be free of the curse or ban to destruction associated with holy war. It will be eternally secure. Thank you, my brother teachers. God bless you. We love you and we appreciate you very much. You make us sound so intelligent. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for the richness and the deepness of your holy word. Sometimes, Lord, we read it and we may not understand it all, but somehow you give us something, a nugget that we can run with and be blessed by. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor. And I also thank you for all of the teachers that make pastors and people like me, prophets and evangelists, look so good. And but they don't get the credit they should get. And we thank you, Lord, for them and for the gift you gave them to help us to preach and to teach your holy word effectively and to put what you gave us to put on it for the benefit of saints and sinners. We give you all of the glory, praise, and honor, for all of it is due your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, let's move on now to what I call the family verses, where God deals very deeply and with great conviction, to the point people don't like to read this passage, because God speaks directly to the wife. God speaks directly to the husband. Then God speaks to the husband and the wife. And then God speaks to the children, and God has his way and God has his order. And then God speaks to the fathers especially, and also the mothers who are supposed to help the fathers. And then God speaks to how we need to deal with the devil who seeks to destroy our marriages and families. I don't know why you think your marriage and family is going to be so sweet and so easy and so wonderful all of the time when we're in our spiritual warfare. And I don't know why you underestimate the devil, thinking that he's not going to attack your precious family in this spiritual warfare. The devil does not play fair. He has no rules of engagement. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. He's not trying to just trip you up. He's trying to destroy you. He is trying to dismantle you and make you ineffective for the rest of your days. And he's trying to drag you to hell as well. So, I mean, stop thinking foolishly that this is a walk in the park. This is not. And wives need to be what they need to be. Husbands need to be what they need to be. And by the way, we all have our assignment. See? I don't get caught up in other people's assignment. I do my assignment as a husband and father in my family. And your assignment, or your lack of doing your assignment, be it my wife or children, is not going to discombobulate me from doing what God called me to do. Because I know I have to answer to God. See, more of you husbands and fathers need to understand that. You're going to give an answer to God, and he's not going to be interested in getting excuses as to why you didn't do your job. See, I decided a long time ago that since I'm going to have to give an answer to God of how I run this household, it's going to go my way. You understand me, gentlemen, wild men, crazy men, huh? Do you understand me? It's going to go my way. See, it doesn't matter to me how they feel or what they think. And see, that's what you have gotten caught up in, you sweet evangelicals. I love you. I'm not mad at you. Well, I am a little bit mad at you. Because you helped put us in this mess we're in today. You want to blame the devil. How dare you? You're the devil, you sweet evangelicals. I love you. You're my people. But you have made God angry. And as God's servant, you made me angry. And I have to, with God's help, control myself. I do. I really do. Because I want to tell you some things. I want to tell you some things that you don't want to hear in the way I want to say it. But God restrains me. And we're in the mess we're in because of you. And I still love you. I'm not going to jump ship on you. You believe like I believe. I believe like you believe. But you group of pastors have messed up this country. And you know you have. And then you don't want to acknowledge it. You don't want to repent of it. You don't want to tell the world that you're the reason why we're in the mess we're in today. But anyway, Ephesians 6:4 is where we are today. I thought we had one more day with the children. But I guess one of my children cut us short because they didn't want to hear any more rebuke to them, I guess. I don't know. We may have already done 3 days. I don't know, but I don't think so. So therefore, dear friends, we're going to read one more time Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Children, just do it. If you want to be blessed of the Lord and have his favor on your life, and you want God to pave the way for you throughout your life and open up doors for you and bless you, you must obey these verses. My daughter Danny did that. Her name is Daniela. She's named after me, but we call her Danny for short. She was a baby when we started calling her that. And in fact, I was preaching in Philadelphia when I started calling her Danny. And I actually named her Marika after her mother. I believe that Marika, the name Marika, is a very beautiful name. So I named her Marika Daniela White. In fact, I have named all of my children. And then I saw how evil my wife Marika was, and not being the mother she should be, I was preaching in Philadelphia, and I said, we're going to start calling her Danny after me, or Daniela after me. That's when that happened. She was a baby at the time. But here's the thing about her. She always, throughout growing up, for the most part, obeyed what I told her. And when she became a teenager, there were some things I told her that she didn't like, but she would always go and submit herself after she got over her anger and obey her father. And God has blessed her life. Before she turned 30, God blessed her with a mansion. And God has blessed her tremendously to travel the world even before the plague, and I'm so happy for her. And so obey the Lord, and God will bless your life. And she has been a blessing ever since she's been on her own, along with her sister Danita and her brother Daniel. They're all on their own, and what a blessing they have been to their father. Tremendous blessing. I don't know of any children who have done what these children have done. So they are living examples. They're not perfect, and I had to deal with them growing up and rebuke them and chastise them. And my daughter Danny always took the chastisement the best, and then my daughter Danita. And I had to chastise my son, Daniel the Fourth, more than the rest of the children. But it has all paid off, because he is a tremendous, faithful, consistent, steadfast blessing to the ministry that he was a part of growing up, and to his father and to his family. And I wouldn't trade our time together at all for all of our children, and raising them the way I have. I have four more with me, and I believe that they're going to be just as much of a blessing, even though they may not like me, my brother, rebuking them and chastising them now, just like the first three. When they get out there into the real world, they understand why I did it. And they know that I love them. So you can't fake love. And you cannot chastise your children if you do not love them, because they can tell you're doing it for another reason and not because you love them and you want their best. That's why I did not let my wife chastise our children. Because they didn't feel she loved them, and I knew she didn't love them as she should. And so that's why I did not let her chastise our children. I did all of the chastising and rebuking and so forth. And because I love my children and I want the best for them. And so tomorrow, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, and I say that I'm not just saying that. I really do believe the Lord could come back in the rapture at any time. Or you can die, or I could die. So if it's the Lord's will, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we'll be dealing with the fathers, and yes, the mothers, the parents, with Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all families to line up with your holy word, especially those who say that they are Christian families or saved families. We pray for the salvation of those who are lost and help them to hear the gospel and to be saved. And Holy Father God, we pray now that you will help Christian children to obey your holy word by the power of your Holy Spirit. We also pray for others as we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving in this country and around the globe. And in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our personal lives. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for all people who are in the ministry of government, from the president on down. It does not matter to us whether they are Republicans or Democrats. Pardon me, conservative or liberal, white or black, Lord, we pray for their salvation, for those who are lost, for the revival of those who are saved. And we pray, Holy Father God, that you would lead them and guide them and direct them, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives, that they will lead based upon your word. And Holy Father God, that is, if you plan on tarrying your coming, Lord, we pray that much change would take place. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives, and that people would follow your word, and that we would lead peaceful and quiet lives. And Holy Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for this prayer to go towards all countries of the world. And Holy Father God, we pray for people who name the name of Christ. Have mercy and grace upon us, and forgive us of our wicked sins of disobeying your great commission and your great commandment. And Holy Father God, help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our sins and get back to you, our first love. We pray also, Lord, that you protect all Christians who are being persecuted and who are living in tough countries, as Christianity Today has pointed out today. And Lord, grant them your grace for their trying hours and for their dying hours, if that is what you've called them to do. And Lord God in heaven, we pray Lord today for the millions of folks who are hurting and mourning and grieving because of dead loved ones from the coronavirus or sick loved ones, which could be worse for some people. Lord, it's a shame that we have not felt the full pain of this because of the media, because of the government, what people are going through. Comfort them as only you can. Draw them to yourself for salvation as only you can, by the power of your grace, by the power of your gospel, by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray for millions, but we also pray for a few by name. We pray for the family and friends of Brazilian model Valentina Boscardin. We pray for the family and friends of Iowa Police Chief Michael German. We pray for the family and friends of New Hampshire author Nancy Cowan. We pray for the family and friends of Indiana city worker Jesse Hyers. We pray for the family and friends of Kansas resident Danny Baker. We pray for the family of the woman who intentionally got the coronavirus to fight against it more naturally, and she died. Comfort them as well as only you can. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, for the prayer requests that have come in. We pray for the thousands of people who have sent prayer requests in down through the years. Hear and answer their prayers. Hear and answer our prayers for them. We pray, Lord, for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings upon them all. And thank you for giving us your grace and strength to pray for them repeatedly down through the years. Thank you for hearing and answering thousands of prayers. Thank you for leading many of these people to come back to us every time they have a need, to pray with them and to pray for them, because they're so confident that that combination of praying together will produce their prayers answered and their deliverance and provision. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, for all of it is due your name. And now, Lord, we pray for a few by name. We pray, Lord, for the prayer request of Marie Grace, that the plans of Satan against her family's lives would be destroyed, for all witchcraft, occultic attacks, cults, and drug use in their town to be stopped, for the authorities to intervene, and for Richard to leave Anne's house and return to his own house. Please bless them financially and strengthen and comfort Dean after his friend's deaths. We pray, Lord, for Michael. Please provide him and his wife with a car and computers. We pray for Nicholas. Please bless his international fundraiser to raise $50,000 to buy land and build Camp David Green Academy in Kenya successfully, according to your will, for your glory, praise, and honor. And we pray also, Lord, for all of the people who have believed in you, Lord Jesus Christ, because of your holy gospel that has been preached through this ministry in multiple ways, by every which way and by any means necessary. We pray, Lord, for the thousands who have gotten saved, as well as these few by name. Help them to grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. We pray for Sophia, Evelyn, Otara, Camunto, as well as Brazuri. And Lord, we pray, Lord, for the people who have recommitted their lives to you as well. They were already saved. They heard the gospel. They heard the preaching of your holy word, and they wanted to come back to you. That's all you, Lord. I have nothing to do with that. I don't give the invitation for that. Lord, you've been doing this for years, and I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank you for leading them to come back to yourself and from their backslidden state. We pray for On Yinyi. We pray for Kelvin. We pray for Rose. We pray for Minimal, and we pray for Rob. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. And for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, that means that if you are in this world, God loves you. That he gave his only begotten Son, God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins, because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins, however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, that whosoever believeth in him, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, the word believeth means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish, that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present and to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.